Hey there, friends. Heather Creekmore here, day 18 of our 30 Days to Pray for Your Body Image series on the Compare to Who show. We're to another weekend. I hope you're having a great one. And I hope you've been with us this whole 18-day journey. We've been in a bit of a, tender area, shall we say, as we pray for our body image. And today may be similarly tender as we tackle the topic of pride. Ugh. No one likes to talk about pride, seriously. but we have to, friends, because here's the truth. Fear and pride are best friends, they're BFFs, and underneath all of our struggles to want to look better or be the best, look the best, however you would cash it out for you, to improve, what is behind that a lot of times is a desire for glory. Ouch! Oh, I said it. I'm so sorry. But I just know it's true because that's where I was. I would have never admitted to it. But the truth was, friends, I cared a lot about how I looked. I took pride in my appearance because I wanted you to notice and think I was something special. Now, I cannot claim to be free of this, friends. This is a daily battle. This is something I have to surrender to the Lord every single day. Begging him, dear God, please help my pride. There are so many ways that my pride gets offended daily. Sometimes it's related to body image. Sometimes it's related to other things. But friends, the call of Scripture is to lay down our pride. The call of Scripture is to be humble, to practice humility. Micah 6:8, to walk humbly with our God. And walking humbly requires us to think more of others than we think of ourselves. And it's so interesting because I feel like at the root of a lot of our body image issues is this desire to want to be better than others, or at least as good as others, right? There's a verse in Colossians, I think it's 3:13 in the Message paraphrase, which talks about being content with second place. I did a whole episode on it. You can go check it out. I wonder what it would be like to walk through life content to see other people that look better than you. Content that other people have a quote unquote better, according to culture's standard of the season, body than you have. What would it look like to humble ourselves in that way? You know, I think about the reality. Jesus wasn't hot, right? Like if you've seen The Chosen, okay, Jonathan Rumi, he's not bad to look at. Okay. But Jesus wasn't hot. In fact, Isaiah tells us that he was not an attractive man. So that's always convicting to me because I feel like, oh my word, so much of my lifelong struggle has been to try to be more physically attractive, and how different that is from the way Jesus walked when he was on this earth. And so pride, friends, pride. Ugh. We need to lay down our pride. We need to be okay with not being right, not being the best, not getting the recognition we think we deserve, all of those things. Our verse of the day is from James 4:10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. What would it look like to trust God so much that we don't need any recognition or acknowledgement or even to be right here on this earth? Because we know that if we humble ourselves in his sight in due time, or maybe just when we get to heaven, he will lift us up. Can we humble ourselves? You know, it's funny. There's a C.S. Lewis quote. I think it's C.S. Lewis who said, humility is a funny thing. As soon as you start talking about it, it leaves the room. And I think that's hilarious, right? Like, it's hard to be humble. And we fall into a trap when we're like, I'm so humble. Because we're prideful in our, like, declaration of humility. But friends, pride, It's something God doesn't want his people to walk in. Will you pray with me today that God will help convict us, ouch, of our pride and help us find freedom from the ways pride keeps us stuck in body image bondage? Pray with me, please. Dear Heavenly Father, I confess right now to you that I am a prideful person. I confess right now the times that I get stuck, caught up in pride and wanting to be better and wanting to be the best and wanting to be acknowledged and recognized and wanting people to give me glory that belongs to you alone. God, forgive me of my desire for vainglory. Forgive me of the pride that takes me down that road where I get so stuck in wondering what other people think of me and am I doing enough to get people to acknowledge me and all of those things, God. Forgive me for that. Forgive me for my pride. God, show me how to walk in humility. Show me how to be humble. God, especially in the arena of my body and my body image. Show me what it would be like to be content and fully surrendered to you in the arena of my physical appearance. God, help me to lay down my pride that says the mirror has to reflect what I want it to reflect, and the scale has to read what I want it to read, and the size tag has to be what I want it to be. Help me to lay all of that down and surrender to what your will for my body is. Help me to be submitted to the reality that your purpose and plan for my body may be different than my purpose and plan. God, forgive me of all the different times that pride surfaces and leads me down a path towards body image idolatry and away from you. God, help us all today. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, that's all for today's show, friends. Here's a challenge for you, okay? It may be kind of difficult, but I want you to try it. As you go through this weekend, I want you to purposely look for opportunities to exalt others above yourself. Look for ways to practice humility. Praise other people in areas where maybe you secretly desire praise. Praise others. Praise your husband if you're married. Praise your parents if you're living at home with them. Praise your friends. Praise people in leadership at your church tomorrow. Take an opportunity this weekend to practice humility through the public display of praising and lifting others up. And then I also hope that you're praising and lifting up the name of Jesus, right? I hope that you are worshiping him this weekend. Listen to some great worship songs. Go to a worship service in person if you can. Watch online if you're not able, depending on where you live. But friends, take this opportunity this weekend to praise a God who's worthy and to lift others up and to walk in humility and ask God to show you, hey, God, what does humility look like in my life? And what areas do I need to lay down my pride? Ouch. It's a hard question to put out there, but I know he will be faithful to answer you. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I cannot wait to be with you tomorrow. And hey, we're celebrating the one-year birthday of The Burden of Better, How a Comparison-Free Life Leads to Joy, Peace, and Rest. Have you read it yet? I don't think you have, because my records show that there are more people listening to the show than have bought this book. So would you buy this book? It doesn't go on sale. I'm sorry. They just don't do that with my publisher. Maybe fluctuates 60 cents. So stop waiting for it to go on sale. And we just grab this book and read it. I know it will make a difference in your life. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. I will catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Hey, friend, would you check out the date on that episode you just listened to? Yeah, it's been a minute.
Listening to old podcasts is almost like reading my diary from several years ago. In some cases, it's even a little embarrassing. So instead of listening straight through season by season, can I encourage you to skip ahead? I release brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're not sure where to start, you can go to improvebodyimage.com, find the Start Here button, and I've got several episodes listed and categorized so you can find the topics that are of most interest to you. Your time is valuable, so skip straight to the good stuff. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for letting me be a part of your body image and food freedom journey.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.